Welcome to all of you. Children are welcome to come forward. You probably didn't get that in the bulletin. Everybody's welcome. Come join us. It's all good. So what day is it?
I got it. Easter.
What day is it?
Easter!
It's April 8th. Oh, it's Easter!
It's Easter.
It's Sunday.
Passover.
It's, yes, Easter. And what happened on Easter day?
People got eggs
on Easter day. There's a little sign at one of the corner churches over here. It says, "Don't let the bunny win." You need to read that.
Jesus rose to heaven.
Oh, so it's either eggs or Jesus rose from the dead, right?
Jesus.
Jesus, you're going for Jesus. Okay.
I'm going for eggs.
You're going for the eggs. Well, in the greatest of Lutheran traditions, perhaps it could be both. But I'm leaning toward Jesus rising from the dead. Well, there was a word that we didn't say throughout the whole 40 days of Lent. Do you know what word that is?
Death.
Death, we use death all the time. What? Ascended?
Amen.
It's not. Oh man, we've said it like 50 million times.
Heaven.
Thank you. Alleluia. We put away the alleluia because that means thank God, and it's a joyful word. Yay for God. Alleluia. And for Lent, we put it away. But now, I need your help.
Take it right back out.
We have to take it right back out, and it's not in an egg either. So I need you to go find the alleluia. Go find it.
I think the alleluia is right above us.
You can go up there. It's okay. There's nothing up there that'll bite you. Yeah, that's where it was last year. It's not there this year. I made that mistake in the 8 o'clock service. They went right for it. No, that's not the right one. Okay, Natalie is getting very close. I'm sorry, wrong kid. You're getting very close. Lily's very close. She's getting warmer. She's getting warmer. Lily is just kind of about the same now. Oh! Mr. Stark, you are very close. Very close. You're very warm. Oh. Miss Stark, you were closer than your brother. Wait a sec, I can't see who's over there. Bill Fay is burning hot.
Right here.
Did you find it?
I think it's in the bucket.
In the bucket? That's the problem. We keep the alleluia in a bucket too much. You guys are so close. How could you miss it? Of course, unless our very efficient... I'll give you a hint. It's in a cabinet.
That cabinet! One of those cabinets!
Let's see if that... Could that be it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let me see.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Let me see. Is it? Oh, it is! So you guys have to bring the parade the alleluia back. Well, bring it up here, you guys. Set it free. So we're going to play a fun little game with the congregation. Come on, I need three of you up here with the sign.
I'm up.
Okay, you can all come up. It's fine with me. But the sign has to kind of be in front. Okay, and this is called liturgical exercise. We do this on Easter. Okay? You've brought the alleluia back. Now we can say praise God and yay and everything. And so when you hold up the sign, the congregation's going to say alleluia. Ready? Hold it up. One, two, three.
Hallelujah!
Wow, you're like Baptists. The first service, they were like, hallelujah. You see how powerful that word is? It kind of brings you joy. And that's what God does on Easter. So we're all going to say, one, two, three.
Hallelujah!
Christ is risen indeed. And that's what we're celebrating today. And so every single day, I want you to get up every morning and freak your parents out. I want you to wake up every morning and say, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen," and they'll freak out. Or maybe they'll say back to you, 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah.
Happy Easter to every one of you. God's blessings. And you can put... Let's see, where should we put the hallelujah? Shall we?
We should put it over there.
We'll put it over there then. Here, I'll take it.
What else? Scotch tape.
Nah, we won't roll it up till next year.